WaveCant.
Hello, Blind Quartet listeners. This is Sky Turner, back for another podcast. This will be a podcast about a game from GNA Games called Shaded Dune version 1.2. In this game, you must navigate a top secret military research base and shut down the ill-fated experiment. During your way, along the way you'll encounter creatures that will try to kill you, insane scientists that will steal your items, and more. This game uses 3D surround sound, and if you have a joystick, you can use a joystick. For this demo, I'll be using a Windows XP machine to do this podcast. And this game is self-voicing, so you don't need a screen reader. So what I'm going to do is kill my screen reader because I got mine loaded. So I'm going to press instead of 4 because I'm running JAWS. If you're running Window Eyes, you'll have to go to the Window Eyes control panel using control backslash and exiting Window Eyes. But I'm not a Window Eyes user, so I can't demonstrate that for you. And you guys are Window Eyes users. You know how to do that. So I'm gonna quit JAWS.
Unload.
Okay, I'm gonna press enter.
Enter.
Okay, now let's go to the desktop and I think I'll be on the Shaded Dune icon. So I'll press enter to start the game and you'll hear an intro sequence. So here we go. What's happening right now? Oh, there we go. Now this is just an introductory sequence. I'm gonna skip it by pressing control.
Welcome to Shades of Doom at GMA Game. Version 1.2.
Select from menu, play game.
Okay, now we're at the main menu and we have quite a few options. We have play game, as you heard.
Play save game.
Play save game that allows you to play a previously saved game.
Sound help.
Sound help. I recommend you go through this when starting the game.
Listen to story.
This allows you to listen to the story that comes with the game. And Kelly Sapoja is the guy that did the story, and he's an awesome actor, I tell you. He's been acting for several games, and he has even done the music for this game, so I'm gonna go to
play game.
Play game.
Exit game.
Oh, there's exit at the bottom.
Play
but
game.
But now we're going back to play game.
Use the arrow keys to select your experience level. Bring them on.
Okay, now we have our experience weapon. We have wind and arm.
So you think you've had it bad so far?
So you think you had it bad so far, and
it's a good day to die.
It's a good day to die. So I'm gonna go to it's my turn, Daddy.
It's my turn, Daddy.
And I'm going to press enter. There are actually 5 experience level. Plus, the second one is don't hurt me.
Would you like training mode?
No.
Training mode. Training mode is a mode where you can practice targeting monsters without worrying about being hit. So I'm going to press enter and no because I do not want training mode.
Press F1 for help.
Level 1.
Okay, now that pinging noise, that is my night scope. So I'm gonna turn it off with S because it does waste battery power. And so we are in the West Hallway, and we can start moving. So I'm gonna press the up arrow key, and that noise you're hearing is an emergency announcement. So I'm gonna walk forward. I'm pressing up arrow for individual stuck mode. And you can also do 5 forward speed by using shift up arrow like that.
Door is 7 feet.
Okay, now there's a door, and that object beeping means there's a door. Now, if I press Control-O, it will give me the name of the object. So, let's do that.
door in 6 feet.
Oh, I should also mention, to get into the sound help in the game, you press F9, and for those who want to request a key, you can press Alt-O to go into the ordering wizard. Now, I'm not going to demonstrate the ordering wizard, just because I had the full version of the game, and I got it registered. So, let's open the door here. So, what I'm going to do is turn south, walk into the door. Okay, there's a creature here. So, what I'm going to do is turn on my night scope. I'm going to move left. And I'm going to press the space bar to fire. And this is my manual bolt gun. Okay, I'm back on the left, up a little bit. Okay, he's gone. So, you got several weapons. You got a,
bare fist.
You can fist.
Long knife.
Long knife.
Manual bolt gun.
And there are several more weapons. And you can also use a bow gun. And to toggle the on or off, you hit the GT key. Now, what I'm going to do is turn audio navigator description on. So, what I'm going to do is go into the help menu with F1.
Menu game.
This is sort of the help menu here.
Options.
Okay, now I'm going to go to options and I'll review them with you.
Audio navigator off.
Okay, we want to turn this on, and to do that, I can hit the space bar.
Partial.
And I will...
Save options. Save.
Save the settings. And I'll go back into
options.
The menu.
Audio navigator. Partial.
Okay, and we have partial.
Full. Off.
Full and off.
Save options. Save.
So what I'm going to
options.
Do
audio
is...
navigator. Off.
I'm going to press enter.
Partial.
And that took me out of the menu.
Option,
now,
audio navigator, partial.
Back into the option, we have partial again.
Ambient sounds, on.
Ambient sounds are on, I highly recommend you leave those on.
Background music, off. Lock graphic display, off.
Graphics are for people that have low vision, and I do not have low vision, but I have light perception, and there's no need for me to have graphics.
Sound, stereo.
Okay. You can have the sounds in stereo.
Surround sound. Virtual 3D partial. Virtual 3D full. Stereo.
I'm gonna keep it in stereo.
Training mode off.
Training mode is off.
Joystick on.
I don't have a joystick connected.
Save options.
And save options is at the bottom, so I'm gonna walk through this room here.
The room continues. The room terminates abruptly.
Now, what it's saying is, it's giving... what is directly ahead and stuff. So
the room continues.
I'm going to
the passage continues.
Shut the door with enter.
Passage turns sharply to left and right. Door in 3 feet.
Now another key that's very helpful is the V key.
Yes.
And that tells me
west.
Have
passage
I visited
continues.
Here before. So I'm gonna turn left with control left L, or you can hit left L.
Door in 3 feet. South.
Okay, now this puts you into a room with an equipment, so let's just
passage
walk
continues.
Into the room. Yeah, and let's see.
The area is open ahead.
Creatures. And
west.
There's a creature. Now, he's far away, not that I'm going to talk about.
The area is open to the left.
M and control R.
23 feet.
Okay, he's 23 feet.
Human.
And control and tells me who he is.
16 feet.
He's now 15 feet. I just turned on the spoke with us. And one of two boats did it. The one his quartz landing on
the
ground.
The area is open to the left. And area has it to the right.
Now, pressing tab. If you press tab, this puts you into your inventory. But the only item we have in our inventory is a
medkit. Passage so continues. Door. Equipment door.
Oh, another key that's very helpful in surrounding objects in a menu is the D key. And if you press that, that will tell you the object, what it's behind. And Shift D tells you what it's ahead. So what I'm going
to
do is shut the door.
Passage to the left and right. Door. In 4 feet.
I'm
going
to walk
continues.
Away from that emergency.
Passage turns sharply to the left.
Okay, So now we don't have to worry about that equipment. So now we're heading down a south
passage, turn sharply to the left.
Corridor. Now I'm going to turn east.
Passage continued.
I am hitting the up arrow key. I put it down.
The passage terminates abruptly. The passage continues.
Individual. I could have done the
door,
5 step mode. Okay, now this
door
on the left, there are actually 3 doors. What I'm going to do is press enter.
The passage terminates abruptly.
And there you can hear some equipment. And this one is not very big. Pressing the X key will not tell you. And you can press X to find out the size and dimension of the room. Oh, another key that's important is the N and Control N. If you press that, it will say
passage terminates abruptly. Passage terminates abruptly.
Okay. C will check the speakers. S turns on the night scope. And W tells you your coordinates. And R will realign you. And Control W sends a map of the file. And the numbers go through your weapon. So I'm gonna smash the equipment with
bare
fists. And I just smashed it and it made a bang noise.
So, manual bolt gun.
So now I'm gonna get out of that room.
Turn sharply to left and right.
It's a good idea to leave the equipment in
the path.
They're great for audio feedback.
Passage continues. Door in
5 feet.
Door in
5 feet. I know this does look a bit boring. Now.
Door in 5 feet.
There are some stuff that can help you. Okay, there's a door. I'm gonna go through it. Okay, we have a creature here. Move to the left. Running up.
Proximity file disruptor mine in 18 feet. Passage continues. Proximity file disruptor mine taken. Blue data wafer taken. White data wafer taken. White data wafer taken. The room terminates, but you may continue left.
There we go. Got some data wafers. Let me check to see how much battery power I have. And to do that, I press Control S.
93%. Lights go off.
Oh, data wafers are very important. Because at the end of the game, you'll need to shut down the expand. Now, I'm not going to play the end of the game just because it will take me a long time to get to. And what you do, but never mind, what you do is you are in a room and you fight some bosses. They'll make a burr sort of noise and you have to shoot them. And, as each letters progress, there's going to be more and more creatures. From humans to cyborgs to dogs to giant rats to cyborgs, etc. And turret guns and temporal disturbances who transport you. And what's that other creature gun? Oh, Silent Walker, that's it. Silent Walker, and giant and flying birds too. And so it told me I can go left, so I'm gonna do that.
West. The room continues. Opening in floor in 20 feet.
Oh, gotta be careful here because I happen to know that if I go into this opening,
south,
it's going to take me to a second part of the game. Whereas with the demo version, it will quit the game, and it will take you to a second area if you had the full version. But you can use the elevator to go there. So
I'm gonna
go.
The room terminates, but you make me right.
And I just put Dodo on Monster's body, so I'm gonna go south.
Sharply to left and right. Door in 2 feet.
Oh, if you wanna know your health status, you hit the H key.
100%.
And to check your direction, you hit the F key.
East. Door to the left. 2.
And D will describe the objects. So, let's continue walking forward. So, so I'm gonna keep
walking forward. As it turns out, it's like
to the north. Left, and there's a creature here, so I'm gonna destroy it. But what I'm gonna do is back
south,
away so that
west,
we don't destroy
north,
it. Okay,
time
we were at
a
safe
distance. There is a passage to the left. The passage continues.
And
time is last mine. Taken. The area is open to the left.
Okay, so
east.
You can hear some equipment
south
noise. They're
passage
very
continues
helpful.
There
you can use that
north
as a landmark.
Feet.
But
passage
that equipment
continues.
I just destroyed
passage
isn't
sharply to the right.
Really important.
West.
It can be
passage
important,
continues,
but it wasn't important to me.
There is a passage to the right. The passage
let's
continues.
See if you can find an insane sound.
Seven.
I think I can hear another creature.
North.
There he is. Okay. Shooting him in
the north. Doorweeper in 11 feet east.
Okay.
The north terminates abruptly.
I am in east another room.
South.
And if I press the X key, it says
10 by 10 feet. There is an exit from the room ahead. White data wafer.
Oh,
taken. Passage
that's not very
to the
long,
right,
is it?
Passage continues. There is a passage
so
to the left.
There are hallways on left and right sides that zigzag.
Passage continues. There is a passage to the right. Passage continues. There is a passage
there
to the left. The passage continues.
Maybe we'll kind of
passage turns sharply to the left. South.
The next creature
passage
I'm going to attack will be using the knife. So what I'm going to do is
passage turn sharply
east
to the left. The passage turn sharply to the left. The passage turn sharply to the left. The passage continues.
Go and find him.
The passage
maybe
terminates
hit him
across
with
the door.
Shot.
Security check.
Okay, this
long
is secure.
The passage east.
I'm gonna attack
Yuri.
Him.
South.
I'm gonna
east. East. South. One. East. Manual body armor.
One
south.
Nice loot.
Security check taken.
Shade of Doom.
East. The area is open to the
north.
Left.
I'm
room
just collecting the
item. Left or right.
Equipment.
West. There is a passage to the left. North.
Now this equipment is south.
East. The area is open to the right. South.
Don't want
to
destroy it because
west.
If you do,
there is a passage to the left.
North. Could end up getting hurt. It's far away.
Or it
could
kill you. West.
White. Now, one of the nice features is that your health will automatically heal. Versus in the older versions, you had to just use a medical kit. Now, in this version, you can just use your medical kits for emergency. Let's check our health, okay?
77%.
Okay, so it's not too bad.
There is a passage to the left.
I'm going to
passage
get
continues
rid of this equipment, but I'm going
to
use a
the area is open to the left. East.
Oh, and there's a dog.
Projectile ammunition. In 90 feet.
You can also
room terminate.
Punch him with the
projectile
best
ammunition. South. West.
So what
the room terminate.
Is
proximity security time and last mine. Drive.
Drop.
South.
Come on.
Seven.
The
area is open.
You have to run like
door.
Door.
The
mine comes.
Feet.
The room off and it will destroy the equipment.
60.
Okay, I got severely hurt.
The passage continues. The area is open.
So that's basically it on how to play the game.
Door.
So I'm gonna press the Q key.
Door.
To it to quit.
Options. Audio navigator. Partial. Full. Off. Save option.
Save.
Are you sure you would like to quit? Yes or no?
No.
I'm gonna choose yes. And
select
choose
exit game.
Exit game, and it'll exit the game. And we're back in Windows, and I'm gonna load up my screen reader again. And my eloquent
JAWS for
came
Windows.
Up. There we go.
Alt tab. JAWS. Alt tab. Untitled.
Okay, now we're back in Adobe, which is what I'm using to record this. So that's basically Shade of Doom by Gianna Gaines. That game is really good. I really enjoyed it, and The first, I even tried the first beta release. I even tried 0.1, 0.3 of Shade the Dune, and boy, they weren't as good. But this one is good. To download the demo, go to www.gnagaines.com. That's www.gnagaines.com. David Greenwood is the developer of the game, and Phil Vlasak, who listens to Blind Cortex. So, Phil, if you're listening to this podcast, and Nicky Fainis here, he has done a wonderful job with the sounds. Kelly Sapoja and Kevin Reeds had done a wonderful job with the music, and the sounds were awesome design. If you want to get in touch with me about the demonstration, you can do so at my address, skyt@shaw.ca. That is also my LSN if you want to add me to that, or you can get a hold of me via Skype. My username is skybear. Hope you enjoy the podcast, and hope you check out the demo and buy it, and maybe one day there'll be an online version of Shade the Dune so we can play online, but I don't know. So, I think I'll go for another game after I save this podcast and after I get it submitted. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.